Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Food trucks are really hot right now. In big cities and small, you can find curbside culinary delights, every cuisine, style, and dish imaginable, from waffles and dumplings to burgers and grilled cheese. It's a booming industry that's taken off in the region as well. There are regional festivals. I know there's one in May 4th in Pittsfield. And you can find out all about the different food trucks in the region, maybe ones you've seen around town. Kathy Lloyd owns the How We Roll truck, based in sunny Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which specializes in dishing out delicious local organic food, neatly wrapped in little egg wrappers. She's spent over 20 years in the food service industry, five of which were spent immersed in the culinary world of New Orleans. Also with us, Tim Taney, chef owner of the Capital Region-based Slide and Dirty Food Truck, which serves up gourmet sliders and appetizers. Tim and his wife, Brooke, were finalists on Live with Kelly and Michael's Truckin' Amazing Cook-Off. You have to say that very carefully. There's also a full-service caterer. In fact, they are also a full-service caterer. In fact, most folks don't realize, and I didn't know this, that many of the region's food trucks are also full-service catering companies as well. Tim and Kathy, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
You can call us now if you want to get in the conversation. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website, wamc.org/VoxPop. You can comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet us if you wish with your questions or your comments at WAMC Vox Pop, or email at, no, let's try that again, voxpop@wamc.org. There you go. It takes a long time to go through the preamble. The number to call is 800-348-2551. Well, this is pretty exciting and new to me, this whole business of food trucks. And I had no idea there was such a range of food available at food trucks. Now, Kathy, you came with, they look like egg rolls to me, but it's something a little different.
Yeah, we take whole meals and we make them from local and organic ingredients. And then we wrap them up in an egg roll wrapper and serve them to you in a swaddled in a paper towel.
Mm. And so you have an extensive background in the food and the culinary industry. How did you get to the food truck world? How did you make that transition?
I had a dream.
This was a dream for you?
I'm not kidding you. It was a dream. We, everybody has one. Mine's kind of low end, but that's okay.
It doesn't look low end to me.
It's my dream and I own it.
You own the dream. And Tim Taney, you're here as well. And where is your truck during, let's say, a weekday? You down at the Capitol?
We're down at Empire State Plaza during the May through September season. Mm-hmm. We also float around a little bit. We do some business in Troy. Last year, we did a little bit of business in Menands. And most of our weekends are spent either doing local festivals or doing quite a few weddings, as a matter of fact, and other catering events.
So you'll just bring the truck to a wedding and do the whole thing right on location?
Right on location from the food truck. In some cases, they have us do sort of a hybrid food truck, full service kind of thing where, we'll do a food truck service and we'll do maybe some stations, cocktail hour. So everything from right off the truck to sort of full service banquet style, we do it all.
But your specialty on the truck is sliders?
On the food truck is sliders. The catering menu is a little bit different, but we do a gourmet twist on the mini burger, for those who don't know what sliders are.
I mean, all you got to say is White Castle, and then you know what a slider is. I take it you take that to the next level.
We do, we do. I don't think White Castle is using a lot of the ingredients or the creativity that we use, but, White Castle sort of paved the road, I guess, for guys like me.
1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551 as we talk food trucks with Kathy Lloyd and Tim Taney, our producer Jessica Blaustein. Marshall also here and in front of you, as always happens on a Friday, the food is in front of Jessica.
Funny thing about that.
Funny thing indeed. What do we have today?
Well, we could start with these delicious-looking egg rolls from How We Roll.
Okay.
They have little letters on them. What do the letters mean?
Did you write on those with Sharpies?
It's a food safe marker.
Okay. Oh, good.
But we get that all
good.
The time.
Excellent. Excellent.
We get that all the time.
So I see letters.
Today we brought a mac and cheese roll, which is called your own personal mac and cheeses.
So that's the M. Oh, your own personal mac and cheeses.
We heard your prayers. We care.
Very nice.
We also brought, it's St. Patty's weekend in Holyoke. this week, so okay. That's where we're going to be. So we brought our St. Patty's menu. We brought the Fine Gruyère.
What's that?
Which is Cole Cannon, potato, and cabbage.
Wow.
We also brought, let's see.
You have to go by the letter. Why don't you look?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Nice.
Which is Guinness corned beef.
Really?
And,
so it's corned beef that is cooked in Guinness?
Cooked in Guinness.
Okay, that's that might be an option here.
Yeah. And what is the other one? What do we call the Guinness corned beef?
What letter?
Yeah. No, we can't.
Oh,
we
she brought a key.
Goofy names for all this stuff. Oh, we called it the Holy Ground.
The Holy Ground. All right, yeah. I'll try one of those.
I live to see the Holy Ground once more.
Got the G?
And then we brought bangers and mash as well.
Fantastic.
Which is
thank you.
Local bratwurst with mashed potatoes and a brown onion Guinness gravy.
Oh, my. Well, I might have to have that as well.
We called that one You Banger, You Broader.
Oh, very nice. And we can say that on public
can
radio.
Can I say that on
Yeah,
NPR?
I suppose so. Well, we've done it now, and we're beyond the delay. So that, and we will go to...
You're welcome.
And this is from... Your own dream, as you say, How We Roll Truck, based in sunny Pittsfield, Massachusetts. We are here with Kathy Lloyd and Tim Taney. And Tim, we'll try your food coming up. Phone lines are beginning to load up, 800-348-2551.
Don't forget to inject your mac and cheese with some hot sauce with the needle.
You are kidding me.
No.
And if you're watching this at WAMC.org, you'll see a quite a frightening little syringe there.
It's like Dexter-ish, but most delicious.
Very nice. All right, let's try this. Now, this is the... corned beef and cabbage.
Mm. It's nice to make. They're still crunchy on the way in from Pittsfield.
Somebody say something. I mean.
So we make all this from local and organic ingredients. Like I spent an hour and a half driving one way to pick up the bangers. You know, we get all of our beef from a local farm in Cheshire, El Martin Farm. And well, we grow a lot of our own produce, or we buy it from the farmers that we meet at the farmers markets that we visit.
Yeah.
So the egg roll that we made live with Kelly and Michael, we tied for the top three last year.
So you were also on. Now, in the script, in my introduction, I know Tim and his wife were on, and you were also on. Were you on at the same time?
We did separate. So you guys went down. Did you go before us?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We actually aired on 4th of July weekend of last year. So it was a Friday.
That's right. And we were on the 11th, I remember. Right.
That's pretty exciting. And, you know, is it cutthroat? were you not speaking to Tim for a week or two
afterwards? No, we were texting furiously.
Really?
Like, oh, my God, what are you doing? What are you wearing?
Well, Kathy made the final four, and we made the final 10, but not the final four. So we like to say we finished fifth.
Yeah, and we tied for third.
Wow, that's exciting.
It was.
And so it was on national TV. I must confess, I don't. The TV is sometimes on, and they are on TV here in when we're doing the roundtable. I don't usually watch the show, so I assume I missed that. So I apologize.
Oh, well, thank you.
But it's nice to have you here. Jessica, what are you eating?
Oh, I'm going to try the mac and cheese, and I'm going to try this scary-looking syringe here. How exactly do I do it?
Just what do you mean, how do you do it?
Do you put it in one of the ends?
Put it in the end and squeeze as you pull it out.
Okay.
All right. You know, okay.
There's a reason that I didn't become a doctor.
Here we go.
How do I squeeze all of it?
No.
That would not be a good idea.
Just until you feel
just
comfortable.
Just a couple of cc's of the hot sauce.
Whoa.
Well.
I've sprayed it all over the studio.
Well, that was good. If you're watching at home, let's take a call. 800-348-2551. CJ in Ballston Lake. CJ, you're on.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hey, CJ.
Great deal. You're going out there with a truck and traveling around. I've always wanted to do that myself. My idea was always getting a no meat, no preservative, no chemicals, veggie and organic menu with a truck and maybe a pier someplace. I remember when I was a kid, you travel around the roads and you see these little hot dog stands all around the middle of nowhere, but they seem to have made out. How do you get started in this business?
Well, CJ, I see you're from Ballston Lake, so you're a little more local to us than you are to Kathy. It's not as easy as it appears.
Right, that's what I figured.
You know, there's a lot of local ordinances and city codes that you sort of have to sift through, not to mention the...
You can't just get a truck and a bunch of food and go out and start selling it, eh?
If only it were that easy, CJ. But yeah, it can be done. Brooke and I started our business. We bought an old FedEx truck, and you know, we just built the kitchen in there, and we just went around. You know, Troy, Albany, Saratoga County, got those health permits, and then, you know, just go from there.
You mean you have to get the health permits from each place?
Right, right. That's another thing. I don't know how they do it in Massachusetts, but in New York, each county has its own health department.
Yeah.
And in Massachusetts, it's every city.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to pay to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right. CJ, we got to take a break here, but thank you
for getting us
started here.
Okay.
How fast can you get a food truck to go? Have you raced them?
Not yet.
No, I mean, that would be a fun little thing.
I think we've gotten ours up to like 55.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, it was fast.
More calls coming up on Vox Pop after the news.
Support for WMT comes from Pangea, North Bennington, Vermont. Contemporary American cuisine prepared with local sustainable ingredients featuring international beer and wines, VermontFineDining.com and Facebook. Empire State Youth Orchestra, presenting two orchestras in a program, Music from Russia, this Sunday, March 23rd, 3 p.m. at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, 518-382-7581. The Nature Conservancy's Adirondack Chapter, working to protect ecologically important lands and waters of the Adirondacks for nature and people, nature.org/Adirondacks. And Waldorf School, Saratoga, hosting an early childhood open house Saturday, March 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., open for tours, waldorfsaratoga.org.
one 800 348 2551 is our telephone number. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. It's a Food Friday. We talk with Kathy Lloyd and Tim Taney about food trucks today. And Kathy, the corned beef and cabbage egg roll is amazing.
Thank you.
The egg roll itself is so crispy. Even you drove here from Pittsfield with that. Not in the truck, though, right?
Not in the truck.
So is the truck in operation at this time?
Yeah, well, she's being prepped right now. We call her Funnel Cakes, and she's being prepped for Holyoke while I'm here.
And you can write off all the gas costs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's nice. It's kind of like paying rent.
It's a lot like paying rent, yes.
1-800-348-2551 is our number. All right, now, Tim has brought sliders, and they look phenomenal. What else is there, Jessica? What do you see?
These frickles?
Those are frickles? Avocado fries.
Oh, my God, avocado fries.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, you better give one to Kathy.
Here you go.
Avocado fries, they look delicious.
Sometimes
I've been dreaming of these since Live with Kelly and Michael.
Really?
Yes.
These are famous.
Yeah, those we did do on the Kelly and Michael show. Sometimes we're more known for our avocado fries than we are our sliders.
Oh, my God.
But
really, are they that good?
They're
so good.
Yeah, I
mean, they're pretty amazing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have one because usually they're all sold out and I don't get
to have
any. That's
why I haven't ever had any because we're always so busy and then at the end they're gone.
Well, I'll let you two chew for a moment and then I'll take a call and then I'll try it. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. What do you think, Jess?
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah?
I don't think I can ever have my avocados unfried anymore.
Ever again.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's better fried.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's go to Bill in Del Mar. Bill, you're up.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question kind of, you touched on it with the first caller, who I think his name was CJ. But my question was, what types of permits do you need? What's the lead time to get them? And on a yearly basis, how much does it cost for those permits?
Okay, so Del Mar, again, in our wheelhouse. Albany is really set up in a few different areas where you can vend. Some of them are through the state, which would be Empire State Plaza and the Uptown Harriman campus. That actually goes through New York State OGS.
Mm-hmm.
The permitting on that cost anywhere from about $1,000 a season to about $1,500 a season, depending on how many days you're going to be there and which location you're going to be at. Then the city of Albany has... at Capitol Park on Washington Ave, they have a program there that they set up, and that is in the, don't quote me on this, but somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 for that season.
Mm. Yeah, I've looked into it.
You know, so that's Albany. Troy's $500 for the year. And then, you know, a lot of the other municipalities around here it really depends on what you're trying to do, because there is a lot of hoops you have to jump through. You can't just pull up. It's not New York City where you can, you know, park on Broadway and open up.
You can't do that on Broadway either. They'll break your legs.
the inside, the ugly side of food trucks. You have to go for a year? Can you just say there's an event, I want to pull my truck up, I don't want to pay $2,000 for the year. I want to go for one day.
Sure. You can, if you wanted to do Tulip Festival or the Troy Pig Out or the River Street Festival or the Lark Fest, each one of those are separate. So you don't need a vendor permit per se. You just apply for that event, and they cover everything within the cost of the entry fee. So if you're looking to do events or farmers markets and that kind of stuff, you'd actually go through the venue or the organizers. But if you're looking to do like a weekly lunchtime service, that kind of stuff, weekdays, that's when you got to get into contacting if it's Albany, OGS, or the city.
Bill, you want to follow up? Hey, Bill, I can barely hear you.
Notion.
Oh, there we go.
With the misconceived notion that it's an easy thing to do. There's probably a lot of people out there that, I think you walk by or you visit food trucks and you think, oh, I could do this. And I'm sure there's a lot more to it, difficulties that you aren't aware of unless you're in the business.
There's a lot of stuff. Mostly what I would say to you is that if you seriously want to get into a food truck, go to one of our rodeos, go to one of our festivals, make friends and find someone that you can talk to and call us.
Bill, do you live in Del Mar?
I do.
Yeah, I live in Del Mar too, and I don't think I've ever seen a food truck except for the lady who drove the cupcake truck or bus around a couple of years
ago.
That's the only time I've ever seen that.
Right.
Well, that would be a nice thing for you to do. I'll give you a little business if you get a truck in town.
All right, Ray. Deal.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You mentioned the permitting process. And it seems to me that there are a limited number of spaces, for instance, at the Capitol. It would seem to me there are, food trucks are pretty big. And it seems that there are probably more food trucks than there are spaces. How does one compete and get in?
Well, the Capitol, the last I checked, had quite the waiting list to get into the Capitol Park on Washington Ave. Now, Empire State Plaza through OGS just expanded their program last year and started bringing in additional vendors. So certainly if there's any aspiring mobile operators out there, that would be my suggestion in terms of the first place to reach out to. It's an excellent venue. It's beautiful. There's a lot of people down there plenty of room for vendors.
How many food trucks do you think there are in this market, in the Albany, greater Albany area?
I would say that it depends the greater Albany area, but I would say there's about a dozen or more. Mm-hmm. And if you expand, there's quite a bit down in the lower Hudson Valley area around Saugerties, Woodstock, the Catskill area has quite a bit. And we actually do some events down there, and they come up for some events up here. So we're trying to grow. It's a relatively new thing going on around here. When we got into this in 2012, there was hardly any. And then we started seeing different food trucks pop up. I'm not sure when Kathy started, but
last year was our first year.
Wow. So you're a newbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really are living the dream.
I'm living the dream.
And you like it.
I love it.
What time does your day start?
It's about, the kids get up at 6 and we go to bed around 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like an easy thing to do, but we're putting in 18, 20-hour days in the summertime. And I wouldn't change it for anything.
You say you started within the last year or so. Did you have preconceived notions? I know I had preconceived notions of food truck food. I don't really go to food trucks very often, so I didn't know there was the range of food that I'm seeing. Did you have a preconceived notion, and does it blow your mind the range of food that's out there in all the food trucks?
I love seeing the variety that's out there. And there's a roach coach stigma that comes along, but this new breed of food truck that Tim and I are, and that several, I mean, there's a bunch of us out there, we're making beautiful food. We're making, it's not by a prepackaged sandwich. It's, it's all local, it's organic, it's gourmet. We're using spices that we have to drive for.
You do that, and Tim does that. Are there those who are more old school, greasy spoon kind of traveling greasy spoons, as it were?
Absolutely. Those are still around, and they're still delicious.
Right.
Who doesn't love sausage and peppers and french fries?
I love, you know, you're preaching to the choir there. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Kathy Lloyd is here. She owns How We Roll Truck, based in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Tim Taney, chef owner of the Capital Region-based Slide and Dirty Food Truck. You brought some sliders today.
I did. What we have here is our Dirty Hottie slider.
All right. You want to get the syringe out, Jessica, and spray the room again?
Sure. It's a hamburger with pepper jack cheese, arugula, tomato, red onion, jalapeno, avocado, and chipotle cream. So it does have a little bit of a heat to it. It's not overpowering. If you want to inject it with the syringe, it might get to the overpowering point.
I think she just likes the syringe, frankly.
We also brought, this time of year, there's a lot of dietary concerns, especially on Friday. So we also brought our vegetarian version of one of our sliders. So it's the Dirty Soprano.
Nice.
And what we do is we replace the burger with fried tomato. So it's fried tomato, mozzarella cheese, lettuce, red onion. We do an arugula pesto that's completely nut-free, and a balsamic reduction. So that's just a couple of the sliders that we do. All our sliders we offer as beef, chicken, or vegetarian. And then we also have some specialty ones like the pulled pork and the corned beef. We do a St. Paddy's Day one, too. We don't limit it to just your sort of traditional burger. We like to branch out. We're a burger concept, but it's not all burgers. We do a lot of. We actually do egg rolls as well.
I was
well.
Just going to say that. You guys have a Philly egg roll that's delicious.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Steak and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't quite figured out the mashed potatoes or mac and cheese inside of egg roll like Kathy has, but we'll leave that for her. We do a lot of different sort of pub fare, if you will, as far as appetizers. So just trying to make the, you know, expand people's thoughts on what you can actually get from a food truck.
How big is the inside in square footage? In other words, they're not huge. How do you limit what you're going to put on the menu and still make money? In other words, some things will be more popular than others. And how do you get that menu honed down?
Well, what we do is this past year, we actually went with a standard menu throughout the year, and then we just cycled through some of our other items as specials. So we pared down from our big menu, which is just essentially every slider we've ever made, and we picked sort of the half a dozen favorites, and then we would cycle through some of those other ones as daily, weekly specials, but still offer all those options for somebody who's looking for a catering event. So that's one thing we do. When it gets real challenging is when you do these big events. You do the Troy Pig Out, or you do the Albany Tulip Festival, or some of these huge events that gets thousands and thousands of people. How are you going to get everything onto that?
All the raw
truck?
Materials, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that becomes a challenge, but we've managed to get through that. I don't know what the secret is other than loading a bunch of, you know, coolers and maxing out the space that we have and just going for it. That's what it's all about with this business, too. You kind of just CD your pants.
Just do your best.
Yeah, that's right. Figure it out as you go.
Sometimes you fail really big.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example?
The Food Truck Festival last year, I think we were in business for 3 months.
Yeah.
And we brought as much food as we had ever made, and we sold out in 2 hours.
Oh, well, that's not a failure. That's a success.
No. People were banging on the door.
Always leave them wanting more. I think that's a line in comedy as well. That's great. So has your menu changed in the first year?
We change the menu constantly. If I get sick of cooking it, it doesn't taste as good.
Mm.
So, the only thing that's constant is the mac and cheese. So what we do is we always have the mac and cheese. We always have a couple of vegetarian options. We always have a meat option and some dessert rolls as well.
You know, keeping something like this, and by the way, the number to call if you want to call in, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Kathy Lloyd, who owns the How We Roll truck in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and Tim Taney of the Capital Region-based Slide and Dirty Food Truck are here, and we talk food trucks today. And something I must confess, I never gave a great deal of thought to. I'm not a state worker. I'm not down. And I know they're there because I've seen them, but they don't come here, which is, you know, could be a hint. You could always just stop in and swing by the station once in a while. But how do you keep it going in the cold weather months and the bad weather? In other words, doesn't that hit your overhead hard?
Oh, yeah. We shut down from December until March 1st. And right now we're still only doing special events on the weekends. So we try and save up for the summer.
Yeah.
Pick up random gigs in the winter and, hope for the best.
Do you do catering as well?
Yes. We do more after wedding reception type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in the position yet to do full service catering like Tim and Brooke do. But we love to show up to weddings at midnight and feed everyone that's been dancing for hours.
That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, we show up with breakfast rolls, bacon, egg, and cheese rolls, and that kind of stuff, and people are wild for it.
Sounds like perfect hangover food.
Exactly.
comfort food for when you're hungover.
That's right.
Do you roll all year, Tim?
What we do in the wintertime, which is basically from January through March, is a delivery service. So we actually go and we do delivery to the Rensselaer area once a week, the Albany area once a week, and the Troy area once a week. And what people do, it's essentially a takeout service. They call us by 10:30 in the morning or email us. And then we prepare all the orders on the food truck, and then we just send them out and deliver them. So that actually, we're next week is our last week of doing the delivery service.
And then you pull up and do a tour of duty.
We've got, we're on the College of St. Rose next week, and we'll be doing Albany Law next month, Albany College of Pharmacy.
Oh, terrific.
Next month. So we're doing a couple different spots, colleges, and then we've got a couple catering events. So we're starting to pick up now, thank God. It's been a brutal winter.
Has it been so long? The weather, and I hate to tell you the bad news, but next week does not look good.
It does not.
It will be cold, and there may be snow, so we may have to bear through a little more. Now, I know, Kathy, that May 4th, there's an event in Pittsfield, and what do you call that?
We have a food truck rodeo.
A rodeo?
Yes.
Neat.
There will be fun games where you ride a food truck and then try and rope the other food truck.
That is not true, is it?
No, not at all.
It is not true.
This event's to benefit the Moments House, which is a non-for-profit in our town. And so we have, I think, 6 trucks lined up right now. And we're going to be right on North Street in Pittsfield on May 4th from 11 to 4.
Very nice. So that's May 4th.
We have bands and stuff for the kids, and it's going to be a great time.
That's pretty exciting stuff. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Adrian in New Paltz, you're up.
Hey, hello there.
Hello.
I used to do some food promotions, and I've got a jalapeno pepper thing, and I wanted to do it on what's called a hot dog cart unit, but this is kind of a food safety question. Hot dog carts are mainly for cooked product only, right? They're just a steam table. You can't really do a grilling routine on a sidewalk kind of a cart thing. Not quite a food truck, but a food truck type question for your experts.
All right.
It's really going to depend on your local fire department and what they allow. There is a national standard for fire safety on these kinds of on all of our mobile cart type things, but it's all enforced locally, and some fire departments allow it and some people don't.
Health departments also govern food trucks differently than they do the hot dog carts, specifically in New York State, which is all the same code. So that would be one reference. I haven't looked too much into what the hot dog carts are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. But the health department would, and the fire department for sure, would probably be your first step.
Yeah, I did a little bit of research. It's just like, you know, hot dogs are already cooked. All they're doing is warming them in that little steam table outfit. So they don't have to do the 3 sinks, the hand wash sink, and all that stuff. And you guys do, correct?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen, just take a raw jalapeno, slice it open, clean out the pulp, stuff it with blue cheese, put some garlic on top. Make a bunch of money. See ya.
Sounds good to me.
Why are you giving away your trade secrets? By the way, this slider is phenomenal, Tim. And so this is not something you would find at a hot dog cart. This takes some real skill, and you have to have some equipment to do this.
Yeah, certainly. We have what we have on the truck, actually, right now. We have a range, an oven, a griddle, a deep fryer, several refrigeration units, 3 bay sink and hand wash sink, like the last caller had mentioned. So certainly that. And then, you know, the knowledge of what ingredients to put together. And certainly Kathy can speak to that, too, considering she's literally putting all her ingredients into one bite. So it's,
which
it's,
is genius, by the way.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
They're super easy to, to eat, too, and carry around. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's about putting together ingredients that work together. And also, you know, being creative and trying something. You know, everybody's had, you know, the basic cheeseburger with ketchup and mustard. But, you know, so for us, it's trying to take some ingredients that maybe are not usually on a burger, but they might work with something else and say, hey, why can't we put this on a burger?
And may I say, this is much more than a slider. It's quite substantial. You think a slider and it's very small. This is bigger than some burgers you'd get at certain big chains.
Right.
Right. Listen, we're going to take a break here. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. Back with more of your calls as we hit the home stretch, and we'll see how fast we get these food trucks to go coming up.
For WAMC comes from Cafe Capriccio. Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain their traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grant Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com. Snow Farm, Williamsburg, Massachusetts, a New England craft program offering workshops for adults and teens taught by master craftspeople on a 50-acre farm, snowfarm.org. And Proctor's presenting Moscow Festival Ballet's Giselle on Friday, March 28th at 8 p.m. Proctor's.org for tickets.
+1 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. Having a great time here with Tim Taney and Kathy Lloyd as we talk food trucks, which are much more than I thought they were. We have an amazing slider here from Slide and Dirty Food Truck, and Kathy Taney brought a tray of amazing, I call them egg rolls, and I guess that's what they are, but they're stuffed with entire meals.
Comfort food in an egg roll.
Delicious. Let's go back to the phones. Teresa, is it Teresa or Teresa?
Teresa.
Teresa, you're up.
Thank you. I'm from Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Go Pittsfield.
And, yes, and familiar with Kathy's business. And I can say that really our downtown and even the other business area that we have in our community, Tyler Street, welcomes Kathy's business and other vendors. I think it really does bring a wonderful dimension to downtown activity. And in our town, we also have Third Thursday and some big community events locally situated. And I know that the mayor supports these kinds of businesses, and I think it's just great. And the food is wonderful.
It sure
well,
is.
Thank you.
Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now let's just hope for some good weather.
We're feeling the love.
So people can come. I mean, in the cold weather, you really have to bundle up to go to the food truck. And frankly, May 4th, it may still be a little chilly. So you may want to put a sweater
on. Hush, hush.
All right,
it's
hush,
going
hush.
To be beautiful.
Fair enough.
Sunny Pittsfield, Mass.
Steve in Springfield, you're up. Steve.
Hey, I got a kind of a curveball question. I have a kettle corn business, and I use a big 120-quart kettle made out of steel. And I've only cooked corn products in it, and I always get people asking about peanut allergies or any type of nut allergy. And my question is, I wanted to experiment with different products and possibly with peanut products. Is there a way that you can maintain your kettle or clean your kettle afterwards so that I wouldn't expose anybody? I don't want to risk it.
I wouldn't do it.
There we go. That's what it, for 10 years I've been avoiding it. And,
I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, I have a peanut allergy, so we actually don't use any nut products on the truck unless it's requested by a catering client. You know, it's always the last thing you would want is for some kid that's having kettle corn and thinks it's safe to get sick and because he ate, you know, some of your product, and you'd regret that decision for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's just not
right. Right. Well, thank you. I think I have to get a second experimental kettle, because every time I cook, I keep thinking, boy, it'd be nice to throw a lobster in here sometime, or
yeah,
do some other crazy cooking. But I felt that nervousness. So thank you for keeping me clean.
Take care, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. So, Tim Taney, you just mentioned you have a peanut allergy.
Yes.
And that you will not use peanut products or any nut-based products in your truck except when you cater. But isn't it one of those sort of unwritten rules that once you have any peanuts in that cooking space, then you had peanuts in that cooking space?
Yeah, certainly that's that's a possibility. I mean, we kind of, as someone with an allergy, I'm always super careful. You'd have to have an extraordinarily severe allergy, because I have the allergy, so I'm going to take every bit of care to make sure I clean it. If it's something that's going to be fried, we're absolutely going to change the oil. We're going to clean the the grill and everything else. So, you'd have to have a very severe allergy, and you'd essentially be extremely limited as to where you could actually go, because just about any food service place you go to is going to have some sort of common allergen on their menu at some point. Especially nowadays, gluten allergy is huge, and you can't avoid flour.
Okay, and again, if someone has a mild intolerance to gluten, it's one thing. But if someone has very bad celiac disease, any gluten nearby is a bad thing.
Right.
So how do you get around that?
So what we do, certainly if somebody has a severe allergy and we're in the middle of service, we recommend, not using our product, because we have bread. We have bread. It's a cornerstone of a burger. So that's going to be everywhere. If you have a mild reaction to it, what we do is we offer you can turn any of the sliders into a gluten-free taco. We use a corn tortilla. So all the same toppings that would go on a slider go into the taco. And we've actually had some wedding clients where the bride or the groom were gluten intolerant. And, we actually did a completely gluten-free menu for them. So, it's something, allergies, like I said, as somebody, and peanuts aren't my only allergy. I'm also allergic to fish. We don't avoid that quite as much, because that's a little harder to avoid.
Yeah.
We're just extra careful. It's separate cutting boards. It's a separate station if I'm doing a fish product. It's all about doing your best to make sure that there's no cross-contamination between a common allergen and everything else.
And I would think labeling and making sure there are prominent signs plays a big part in this.
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, one of the things that we have to take in Massachusetts to get our health certificate is an allergy certification. And it's just, plus we have kids. We know people with kids with severe allergies, and I would hate to see anyone get sick from my food. And with the, obviously egg rolls are made with flour. And so we try and do some gluten-free stuff, but it's really, you just can't avoid the cross-contamination. Mm. So if people have a severe allergy, I can't feed you, because I don't want you to get sick.
What is your frying medium? Those egg rolls are crispy and delicious. How do you do it?
We use a vegetable blend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a couple fryers in the rig, and zap them up.
The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. If you have a question for Kathy Lloyd or Tim Taney. Tim, how long have you been in the business?
I have been in the food truck business since 2012. Before that, I was in the catering business for about 10 years, actually at local colleges to the Albany area. Mm-hmm. Worked at the University of Albany, Siena College, and at Hudson Valley Community College as a food service director. So going from higher ed to food trucking.
So, again, Kathy said she had a dream, and that's why a year ago or a little more, she started the food truck. What pulled you from more or less conventional food service to this?
Well, Kathy had a dream. I had a headache from all the corporate
the
corporate nonsense. So for me, it was enough working for the major food service corporations that run most of the college's food services, and just couldn't take it anymore and said, I'm out of here.
But, I mean, what's the advantage, of, aside from perhaps lower overhead, of a food truck over opening your own restaurant?
Certainly the startup cost would be number one.
Number one.
To start up a restaurant, you're looking at $250,000, maybe more.
Yeah.
To start up a food truck, you're looking at $50,000, you know, maybe less, depends on, you know, it depends on your concept and what you're, you know, so that's a 20% of what it would cost at minimum to start a restaurant. You know, and there's freedom. You know, you can, if you're in a bad location, you move. If you're in a bad location as a restaurant, you're screwed.
Yeah. But, you know, you're both fairly young. Do you see a time, Kathy, when it gets too much, the moving around and everything else gets too much, and you maybe go to a permanent brick-and-mortar restaurant?
I can see a brick-and-mortar in our future. It would have to be the right place at the right time. I mean, with young kids, the flexibility that this business model allows for us, if, you know, if they're sick, we're closed. If it's rainy, then we just don't run that day. And, you know, that costs us a lot of money, but it also allows us the freedom to be with our family.
That's a great convenience. 800-348-2551. Mike in Slingerlands. Mike, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I take a couple of annual trips through the South, and I'm about to leave on one cross country, and we've always sort of had a food theme when we do it. And I thought the idea of, eating at a lot of food trucks would be kind of a fun twist to the adventure. And I was wondering if there's any kind of a directory that your guests could tell us about the, you know, places where you can find food trucks.
Kathy's
Absolutely.
Nodding her head.
There's a, I know Food Trucks Inn is one app that you can download.
Yes.
Food Trucks Inn, as in INN?
Food Trucks Inn, one N.
Okay.
And we check in with our location every day. And so there's a great one. And as far as traveling for food, we did a southern tour of barbecue that was epic a couple of years
ago.
Oh,
yeah?
So I'm totally down with this
method
of travel.
So just food trucks?
We did just barbecue. We ate barbecue
from food trucks or from restaurants?
From restaurants.
Okay.
And food, well, we never found a food truck that we could get to, but we went from North Carolina all the way down to through Atlanta and New Orleans to Texas and ate barbecue.
That's a great idea. So the app, how many food trucks are actually listed in the app?
Well, I think it's growing every day, and I also get emails from other food truck apps that are trying to get us to check in with them as well. So it's out there.
If I may, another way outside of, first of all, Food Trucks Inn is definitely a good app to go to for that. Another way to find food trucks is through social media, through Twitter. We're on Twitter.
Facebook.
I know Kathy's on Twitter, Facebook. So that's really a good way to find. You can just go in there and you could search hashtags or search food truck Alabama if that's where you're going to be. And, you know, so that's another way to go about it. But certainly Food Trucks Inn, who is also on Twitter, would be one way to go for sure.
Right.
Also, a great TV show maybe on the Food Network would be touring the food trucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Or at least, you know, traveling around and kind of doing a diners, drive-ins, and dives kind of thing with purely food truck.
I like
nice
to bring
idea.
A video
you know
camera.
The guy, bring him.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
1-800-348-2551. Kathy, you guys have a website. You're on Facebook. You have social media presence. Tell us where we can find you.
So we're at www.howweroll-shirecity.com.
Howweroll-shirecity.com.
You can also find us on Twitter at HowweRollShire. That's our nickname for sunny Pittsfield, Massachusetts. We call it Shire City.
Okay.
And we are on Facebook and at HowweRollShire.
Okay. And Tim?
Okay, so slidingdirty.com. There's no G in sliding, so it's SLIDINDIRTY.com.
Okay.
That's our website. We're on Twitter at sliding_dirty. We're on Facebook at Slide and Dirty Food Truck and Catering. And we're also working with a bunch of local food truckers to try to put together a summertime sort of food truck roundup little festival series. And that Twitter is at Food Truck NY. So that's a bunch of upstate New York food trucks that we're trying to get together. And
so there's no date yet for that?
Not yet, but we're close. And it's funny, you mentioned that you live in Del Mar, and I think Bill was the other caller.
Yeah.
Where Del Mar is actually one of the potential locations that we're looking at.
Well, so I'll be darned.
You might be seeing a food truck near you soon.
Well, that's not a bad idea. So we'll find out more about that, and we can find out more at your website as well.
Right.
As it becomes.
And Twitter and Facebook.
Just don't call it a rodeo, because I think Kathy has has a trademark on that.
I like that. We're calling it a showcase, Upstate New York Food Truck Showcase.
That's a little is it a little classier than rodeo, you think?
You know, maybe.
A little highbrow?
It sounds kind of shiny. That's awesome.
All right. So, well, you know, we're wrapping up the program. Tim, the good weather is allegedly coming. Where will you be coming up?
Well, think about me when it's 20 degrees next week and I'm at the College of St. Rose from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesday. And next month we will be at in the Albany Law in, I can't remember the date, in April. And we'll also be at Albany College of Pharmacy in April. And then in May, it all starts. It's crazy May through September.
And you're all over the place, or do you have a set schedule in the summertime?
We are all over the place. We will be at Tulip Festival. We are planning on our first food truck showcase to also be May 4th. So for the Capital Region people that don't want to travel out to Kathy's,
I guess we'll miss that one.
Oh, well.
Kathy's got first dibs. Hers was planned first. But and then we'll do a lot of the different festivals, River Street Fest in Troy, Beekman Street Art Fair up in Saratoga. So
now, do you ever go to the track? I noticed, I've been to the track once in the last 30 years. It just happened to be last year. There's a whole row of food trucks.
Yeah, we go to the track. We have no interest in bringing our food truck up there. That's the one time a year where we like to go and enjoy ourselves a little bit. So, yeah, we go to the track with the kids and the wife, and, you know, we try to enjoy ourselves
a little
bit.
Do you sample any of the fares? I think I had a $12 sausage and pepper that was pretty good.
I do. There's some great food trucks up there. Pies on Wheels and Kona Ice. You know, there's a lot of good food trucks up there, and we support those guys.
And we've been trying to get into Saratoga.
Really?
Yeah, it's tight.
Now, you're in Massachusetts. You're in Pittsfield. Do you have to have separate certification to go in? Do you ever come into New York State?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. We're here quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll be here for the Tulip Fest, hopefully next to Tim and Brooke.
Okay.
And,
throwing eggs at each other's truck?
Mostly sharing food and stories.
That's right.
You know, I had heard that there was some acrimony at times, but you seem to be very good friends.
I think we have a good cabal going on.
Yeah, this is actually, it makes for a little more exciting radio if you were to, you know, throw a couple barbs at each other.
No, we're not the right two to bring on if you want barbs thrown.
All right.
Plus, you can't see fisticuffs on the radio.
Well, you see, we have cameras.
Oh.
And you could watch it online, WMC.org. All right, Kathy, where will you be coming up in the short term?
We'll be at Holyoke for race day and parade day this weekend.
Okay.
And then we'll be at the Slice of Life for the Moments House next weekend. And after that, we've got a sweet spot in Palace Park, right on sunny North Street in downtown Pittsfield, Mass. So you can catch us there for lunch.
And this will be
during
the summer?
During the week, through the summer. And we'll be at a festival near you.
Is that rain or shine? Or do you say, hey, gosh, I'm not going to do that much business in the rain, so forget it?
It depends on the rain.
Really?
Yeah. If it's really heavy rain, then it's just not worth it.
Just not worth gassing it up. What kind of gas mileage you get?
Like 5 miles to the gallon.
5 miles to the gallon?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Can't you repurpose your cooking oil
We tuned it up, but we got 5.5.
Wow. You too, Tim?
Yeah, ours isn't quite that bad, but it's not great. It's about 8 or 9 to the gallon.
Ooh, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
That's a economy food truck right there.
Well, it has been a great time having you both here, and thank you for bringing the amazing food. We always enjoy it here on Food Friday. Kathy Lloyd owns the How We Roll truck based in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Tim Taney, chef and owner of the Capital Region-based Slide and Dirty Food Truck. Let's get those websites one more time. Kathy.
www.howweroll-shirecity.com.
And Tim.
Slideanddirty.com. Remember, no G in sliding.
Sliding Dirty. Well, anyway, thanks a bunch, and we will see you. I'll try to make it down maybe to Tulip Fest, and we'll see you guys there.
Hope
and good luck.
There.
Have a great summer and profitable, and keep slinging the good food. Thanks to everybody who called in today. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. There's another call. I apologize. The show's over. So next time, thanks to Colleen O'Connell, who answered the calls, our producer, Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Ray Graff. Have a splendid weekend. Monday at this time, Alan will be back with Medical Monday.